Hello, lovelies. Welcome to another 11 p.m. 9 Eastern Mountain. I don't know. Just welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Love you out there. We've got Reverend Master stopping in with a y'all. Got Smoothly Doodle stopping in, shaking her butt, doing a dance. Smoothly Doodles, fantastic artist, streamer. Please make sure you stop by and drop her a follow. Very nice individual. And got King Dinosaur here and Black Cat and Krista hanging out with some Who Loves You Baby. Beautiful. And we're going to hang out for a little bit. Have a good show. I am having a little bit of some eye strain today / right now. So I think what I'm going to do is gonna go grab my glasses. Yeah, be right back.
We're gonna do these bad boys today.
Doing these bad boys today. I feel like these glasses don't work quite so well without the goatee and the beard. I feel like the goatee and the beard definitely set these off better. But anyway, here's a cheers to all of you out there. Hope you're all doing okay. King Dinosaur is having some everything strain and wishes there were glasses for that. Smoothly says, looking cool. Thank you, Smoothly. I need to shave my head. But when I went to the gym today, so not too bad of a day at work. I'm still struggling to get my feet underneath me at this place, but the people are nice and haven't flipped the fuck out yet, so... but brought my gym bag and went immediately to the gym and powered through a workout real quick. I forgot to bring my pre-workout and all that shit, but I feel like, oh well. But went and did that and then raced home to play some video games and I haven't eaten dinner yet. I did have a protein shake, but have not had dinner yet. So I'm just drinking from the little sippy. This is the little, other handmade, little sort of stoneware, I guess you call it, that I bought from the ghost town. So just going to sip that. And, I've decided I'm having one of the meals that you eat when you're a kid that is an adult. King Dinosaur just subscribed. King Dinosaur has been subscribed for 32 months. 32 months. Could you believe that shit? That's fucking bananas, man. You're a banana man. Banana man with a banana hammock. You can't stop him. He's not real manic. He talks kind of quiet, but he's a real cool guy. When he plays the music, it lights up the sky. And then Black Cat.
He's a language, it's Tipperary.
Smoothly should be singing that song. But no, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm like, oh shit. I don't have to eat this other. I made this Instapot meal. It's good, okay? But I didn't put enough chicken in it. Didn't put enough chicken in it. So I ended up having some leftovers where it's kind of just like a rice vegetable mix. And it's fine. I can like cut up like a turkey sausage or something, put it in there. But like that was all the rest I had to eat. And then like, oh, I forgot I have peanut butter. I can make peanut butter and jelly. So I'm going to gorge myself on a couple of PB&Js after the show's over. I can't fucking wait. Now, I have started to refer to and tell people that if you're going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you should have a pro peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And what I do with that is get some thin slices of Kerrygold butter. So you put the Kerrygold butter on the piece of bread that you'd put the peanut butter on first. So you put that Kerrygold butter down there, then you put the peanut butter on top of that, and then, you know, the jelly on the other piece. It ups your PB&J game, your peanut butter and jelly sandwich game. I mean, so good, so good. Reverend Master says, man, I don't like what iPods do to my song list when I'm having to use it as a recovery for my music. I believe you. I'm not an Apple guy, so I don't. Sounds shitty. Sounds fucked up. It's a bunch of letters when you copy them. It's fucked. Remember back in the day of organizing these Winamp playlists? I'm doing all this Winamp shit because I'm like, I want to have all my music and blah, blah, blah. DS Virus, by the way. DS Virus still uses Winamp. I, at this point in my life, could just not be asked to fucking deal with that shit anymore. It sucks, but I pay for Spotify, and I can listen to pretty much whatever the fuck I want, whenever, and I just don't care to deal with that anymore. And it's at least been relatively consistent in terms of playlists, and gotta be honest, for a lot of the services out there that add shit that like nobody asks for, they at least have a few things that are pretty decent. Like, I like the idea that you can make a playlist and like have your friends join it. And so like you can all edit the songs and do all that shit in there. It's pretty solid. Reverend Master says, I stopped using it. I don't know what the it is, because it keep having issues with the Windows 10 update. iTunes, Winamp, Spotify, which it are you talking? Winamp. A lot of people still use it. A lot of people still use it, man. Krista's having chicken noodle soup with soda on the side. What soda? You should be cutting out on that soda. I'm going to harp on you a little bit for that. I know you can do whatever you want, but it's not good for you. Fool's Life is here. Stopping in with a hi, everyone. The DLL for audio would just crash. I can't fucking, that shit just drives me up a wall. What's everybody's favorite soda? Or if you were in the UK, your favorite fizzy. I don't know if they really call it a fizzy, but it sounds like something they would probably say. It doesn't count. Water is not a soda or a fizzy. So, doesn't work. I mean, I guess you could say sparkling water. Fool's Life likes RC Cola. That's a classy choice. That's a very classy choice. I mean, if it's fine if you don't drink it now, but what is or was your favorite one when you drank it? And if you were always like, no, they were all trash and crap, that's valid. Talking about my soup, and that song popped into my head. What song? Life Finds a Way is here. Life Finds a Way has found his way to our stream. I don't know if Life Finds a Way streams or not. We could try this. We could try it. Let's see. If we give him a shout out, what happens? He's last doing Tiny Barbarian DX. That's what I call my... No, but Life Finds a Way. Thank you so much for joining in. It's good to see you. Virgil's Zero Sugar Root Beer also sounds like a very, very good classy choice. Dr. Pepper for smoothie. That's pretty solid. Reverend Masters doesn't have a favorite. Every once in a while, Crystal will splurge on a diet soda. Black Cat back in the day used to like cream soda. Was that the... what's that like? Was it New York Deli? I think it was New York Deli that had like a line of like little flavored like soda bottles. That cream soda was fucking delicious. King Dinosaur doesn't like it anymore, but also liked RC and would like an orange crush. I got my time. I got my orange crush. It's me trying to sound like Michael Stipe from REM. A band that I just don't see any appeal to at all. And I think it's like my sister's and brother-in-law's maybe favorite band. And I was like, okay, I will buy you some REM stuff and I hope you enjoy it. Life of Finds a Way says, wowza, thanks for the shout. Life finds a way. You have always backed me up against the insidious and brutal, blistering nature of Young Street. So you get a cheers for me on that. Spot on, Michael Stipe. I feel like it was pretty good, not gonna lie. But I was talking today, so at the place that I work, they people were in the office today, so we all kind of went out for lunch. And as we were having lunch, we started talking about getting smashed up a little bit as kids. I've had surgery on my face to fix this fucking train wreck, namely my nose, which I don't know if you can see. If you look at my head straight on, you sort of tell my nose is crooked. My nose is crooked and really bad. And this side of my nose did not really work at all. So I had to get fucking surgery for that. But we're just talking about when you're kids and getting bashed around and smashed up a little bit. So I figured, hey, what sort of smash-o-rama times have you all had? I know Revermaster probably has a lot of those. But let's see, this finger, I don't know if you can see it. Focus, you fuck. It's not focusing, fucking bastard. But there's a scar that runs right along here and goes up. Cut that finger with a knife and cut through 90% of the tendon. So that was a whole harrowing ordeal. They had to take scissors and cut through a piece of my finger and fold the skin back to get the tendon piece so they could stitch that back together. That was pretty brutal. Let's see. King Dinosaur says, I ate asphalt with my face riding a bike with no brakes down a hill. Classic childhood shenanigans. Classic, absolutely classic. That's just one of many, many, many. Well, do share. We're here to share if you want to share. On this hand, you can kind of see maybe, again, this camera does not like to focus so much. But right about there, there's a scar. I was using a screwdriver to kind of split this piece of wood, and of course it slipped, and I just jabbed it into my hand and split a nice big meaty piece of my hand open. So that was that one, which I probably should have got stitches for and didn't, but that was in shop class. I think that was in junior high school. We had like this fucking drunken shop class teacher. He didn't give a shit. He's off being drunk and smashing his fingers himself. Black Cat says, I was always crashing my bike. I purposefully rode over messed up sidewalks so I could go flying. That sounds just absolutely characteristic for you, and I love you for that. Revmaster had the engine to a blender strip his right pointer finger, and before that stabbed his right pinky with a pencil and still have it in there. So you got like a secret, He could be like a spy. They'd be like, he can't take any notes. We've taken all of his pens and pencils. And then you're like, I shall write the secret note. How did he manage it? Pretty fucked up though. Didn't do any major damage to your pointer finger, just skin. Oof. Smoothie says index middle finger scars from glass cabinet my sister threw me into. Hey. That's a big yikes. Scar on thumb from playing grass hockey. Broken left leg, also had her nose broken twice. How'd you get your nose broken, if you don't mind me asking? Yeah, classic shop class. Drunken shop teachers, like, let me show you how to use this planer. You gotta be really careful when you use these things. Because you don't wanna end up with some sort of serious injury. And right then, like, it must have hit a knot or something. And the board kicks back and hits the guy's hand and makes this, like, poof sound. And his hand is, like, all fucking rhubarb. So I think I probably need to take a look at that. Sure enough, a short while later, he's walking out to his car with his hand wrapped up in a bandage. I think he just walked out and left the rest of us fucking in that shop class, too. Oh, okay. Fool's Life sliced the shit out of her left ring finger with a butter knife. Ugh. Rivermaster's, the finger stabbed it like a screwdriver. King Dinosaur used to collect railroad spikes. Had a tree fort that he used them for as a ladder, hammered into the tree. Fell out of the tree fort and managed to hit what seemed like every railroad spike with his balls on the way down. That sucked. Oh. It's a good thing you got balls of steel. King Dinosaur, that man's got brass balls. I one time saw that guy take 10 railroad spikes to the sack and he didn't even flinch. One of the toughest motherfuckers I know. Yeah, it's King Dinosaur. You don't want to mess with him. You think it's bad to mess with Jim? You don't want to mess with King Dinosaur. Man's practically indestructible. Black Cat says, actually, my worst injury is from a carpet needle. What is a carpet? My mom was mending the super old Persian rug and left it stuck in there. Okay, I got to look over here because I'm not scrolling too much. Stuck in there a thread. He stepped right on it, and the giant needle went into her foot, blunt end with thread. Mom was gossiping down the block, and I suffered for a long time.
Hey, this thing's like stuck in my foot. Can anybody help?
Aw, and you just stand there, tethered to this old Persian rug, getting dust and pubes in your wounded foothole. Ouch. A Yeti mug smashed your big toe more recently, and it's left your toe in a vibrating state. So you got, I got ghost toe. You have vibro toe. That can't be fucking good. Jesus. Black Cat put her knee through a glass door once because they were holding books and put your knee up to stop the door from slamming on her. That's no good either. Ugh. Especially with like my knees bothering me lately. The idea of just like shredding my knee to shit with fucking broken glass from a fucking door. That's pretty brutal. The military really messed Revmaster up. Yeah, that's where I figured you'd probably just have us all beat with your military service. Sorry about that, dude. Fool's Life was hit by a car on the way to school one morning, broke their right arm and nose, sliding across the road on their face. God dang. Shit. That's Krista almost lost a pinky washing dishes when the glass cup fell and she tried to catch it while it was soapy. Five Stitches Later. Oh. Yeah, the rusty, the needle thing, Black Hat. I agree with King Dinosaur. I don't know how many old rusty nails stepped on as a kid. A lot of pop tabs, bottle caps, nails, random just pieces of metal. Like, why is there just rusty metal pieces just on the fucking beach? And then, of course, they're like,
you gotta go get a tetanus shot. You're gonna get lockjaw.
Oh, I'm gonna turn to lockjaw from He-Man? Fucking sweet. And then you run out and you grab rusty metal and you're just carving yourself with it. Come on. No, you're not. You'll turn into lockjaw. You'll get lockjaw. Look at a big carpet needle. It's curved. Carpet needle. Curved. For your foot pleasure. Woke up in the puddle of puke and the ambulance standing around. Jesus Christ, that's pretty brutal. Oof. That's a big oof. What about you, Life Finds a Way? Life Finds a Way. Life Finds a Way of smashing you around a little bit. But what about you, Desi's butt? What sort of bashed around, cut, smashed incidents have you had? I also cut through a good portion of the front of this finger that was washing dishes at a job when I was younger. And a knife kind of fell in the sink and just slapped me on top of the finger and cut me right down. I think that was probably about close to the tendon. It was very close. So that was pretty bad. So I had my hands kind of smashed up. Redmaster says, my imbecile of a mother leaves her diabetes insulin needles all over like the stickers for the blood test thing. My foot found the point a lot growing up. What? Who does that? Oh, yeah, there's fucking needles and shit. I mean, I guess the answer to who does that is your mother, but that's it's not so great. I had been on a skateboard on my knees using my hands to like push me around at high speed, and I hit a crack in the cement and proceeded to just absolutely decimate my face on the fucking sidewalk. I think that's where the major damage from my nose and everything came from. And then a couple of years, I think after that, I fell out of a tree and pretty much landed on my face. That also didn't help. So those two were some good smash-a-ramas. Desi's butt says, I don't have a Desi's butt voice. I'm gonna try one.
Down in San Diego with my family a few weeks ago, I cut my toe on what I think was a shell in the ocean. Bled like a mofo, swelled up, and it was super painful, hot, and stingy for a few hours. And then I went away for 6 days, and I found out I have a raging staph infection in my foot. Two rounds of antibiotics later, and it's finally gone.
God damn, dude, fucking, that is nothing to fucking mess with. Oh, look who it is. Dr. Danzig is here with 13 viewers. Dr. Danzig, great streamer, great fella. Lots of duck racing on that stream. So if you like to watch rigged duck races, that's the channel to go to and check out. He also has some great video commands, great voice, great laugh, lots of fun. Please absolutely stop by and check out Dr. Danzig and drop him a follow if you do not follow him already. Thanks so much for the raid, man. What is Death Month? What is Death Must Die? What is Death Must Die? I haven't heard of that game. Is it an older game or a newer game? How's everything else doing? Raiders, I hope you're all doing well. Hope you were enjoying his show. This is a little different, no gameplay here, but instead you get to watch my stupid bald head talk to you for about an hour or so. Podcast listeners, we're going to take a break and be right back. But what we're talking about today, Dr. Danzig, is times you've been smashed up, cut up, or otherwise bashed around either as a kid and or as an adult. So we've been sharing all of our goofball brushes with danger. So Black Cat's Poppy here. Oh, wait. Yes, we just got done with Desi's butt getting a massive staph infection. I'm surprised your fucking skin and shit wasn't falling off. That's like nothing to screw with, man. Black Cat says, my mom's injury was most memorable. I went with her to Lincoln Shopping Center, probably Woolworths. When we got out of the car, I see her grab her hand and blood. She chopped the top of her pinky off. That's not bad. It was the crowd of New Yorkers I got lost in when they called the ambulance. They were saying things like she cut her hand off, and then I had to show the cops where the finger was. How did she manage to do that? They're selling finger amputation devices at Woolworths? I always thought Woolworths had quality crayons. I was always jealous of the kids that had the Woolworths crayons. There's just something about them. Probably like made with like extra toxic waste or something. Reverend Master had a funny one where he hit his tailbone while his claws climbing the closet rail and it popped loose. He fell on it. It's about the same as the elbow, but tailbone. Oh. Yeah, stepping on Legos. That's a classic. I'm surprised that they don't drop bags of Legos on like enemy positions. I mean, landmine, devastating, but stepping on a Lego. Dr. Danzig, talking about Death Must Die, says it's one of those roguelike survival games. You finished Resident Evil 4 Remake tonight. Good game, dude. You know, that was fun watching you play that the other day. That game looks, the remastered version of that just looks incredible. Looks like it was actually a lot of fun to play. So, good for you on finishing that, man. You finish a lot of shit over there. Do you have anything else that's next up on the docket for play? You know, maybe... Oh, shit. Smooly Doodles just subscribed. Smooly, thank you so much for that. You've been just more than generous, both gifting the subs and now subscribing yourself. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Really do appreciate that. Appreciate everybody's support for the channel. Whether you're just hanging out and chatting with us, the subscriptions, bits, all that stuff. But you guys are all the best. And here is a cheers to all of you. Amazing game. Wait, Smoothly subscribed to Tier 1 for 3 months in advance. 3 months in advance? That means you trust that the quality of the show is going to remain at its current level of shenanigans for 3 months. I imagine it probably will. So, but I'll try my best. Thank you so much for that, though. That's really nice of you. Dr. Danzig doesn't know what he's playing next. He'll figure it out tomorrow. It'll probably be Turtle Racing, some other random just watching stuff get stuck on walls, a bunch of horse shit. No, but seriously, his stream is a lot of fun. I thought it was hilarious. He's playing this wrestling game. The wrestling game is so fucking terrible. It's just so fucking good. King Dinosaur went down another hill with that old clunky style blacktop on a skateboard. Hell of a hill, and we were daring each other. I took the hill and was immediately out of control. Being in Yelm, the road is just woods on both sides. I somehow made it to the bottom, but got tossed into the woods, and a stick went right through my side like a piercing. My friends pulled the stick out, and I bled a little, but lived to skate another day. That's hardcore, dude. That's real fucking hardcore. Are pieces of that stick still in there? Smooley believes in me. Well, thank you. You've maybe more confidence in me than I have in myself, but I appreciate that. We know it's a sure thing that shenanigans will commence. Dr. Danzig has a video request command on his channel. And so I waited until I had enough points and then made him include my Stone Daddy impersonation on his channel. What a fucking weirdo. So we had this Crayola drawing carousel. So around the outside of it, all colors of crayons. And then like there's another layer of crayons. And then the top, you're supposed to have like paint brushes. You put erasers. There's a spot for like paint. And my sister had put a pencil with the pointy side up. And me running around being a goof and a little kid tripped and fell ass cheek first right onto the fucking pencil. And it stabbed me in the ass and the tip fucking broke off. And I think probably to this day, I still have some small gray dot on the skin of my fucking butt from having a piece of, maybe that's, I should go back and be like, all my problems in life caused by lead poisoning. It's not lead, it's graphite. And also, give me a break. Just saying. It's fucking traumatic. Good thing it didn't hit me like right in the brown starfish. That would have been... Someone plays that command every stream. Classic childhood injury, though. Seriously. By the way, Dr. Danzig, and for those of you who didn't hear this tale, you've seen me with probably a goatee and or beard for a long time, and now you're like, why do I have to see more of this guy's face? Well, that was the let's clean up the beard a little bit with the number 7 attachment, except it was a number 1. And I proceeded to immediately shave off half my mustache. And then I was like, well, I could do the whole chin. I'm like, guess that's going to do it. We're going to go back to square one for a little while. I've been told that it makes me look less menacing. I did not know why. I guess I didn't know that that made me look menacing. That's like, I have a twofold thing about that. One part is like, yeah, I don't look like a tough guy. Nobody mess with me. I'm menacing and scary. Girls like bad boys. And the other part of me is like, that's also why girls aren't going to fucking come talk to you or whatever, because they think you're a fucking serial killer or something. So kind of struggling with that a little bit. Part of me is like, I want to grow up back. And part of me is like, no, maybe I shouldn't. You heard the podcast today with the beard massacre. By the way, if you are not aware, even though there's now the little thing up there, there's a podcast version of the show that gets uploaded usually 24 hours later. Sometimes it's a couple of days, but you can find the podcast version of this show pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts on a popular-ish platform. I think it's on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Radio Public. There's a bunch of places that that gets uploaded to. If you're feeling bored and lonely, I just want to make note, there are now well over 600 episodes on there. That's over 600 hours of audio of this horseshit. There's 600 plus hours of this horseshit. Some of them are really fucking good. The narrations and some of the stories and the time I got liquid squirrel on myself. Yeah. I still have not, and I'm going to give you guys a teaser. I still have not told one of the worst stories ever. I think it might be time. I think it might be getting close to time. None of you will believe it happened. You will think I have made it up. But I assure you as much as anything that it is a true fucking story. That it's a true story. I think it's going to be soon. You're not going to want to miss it. It's... I think back and I'm like, maybe I was insane and it really didn't happen. But no, it happened. Have I ever removed stitches? Yeah, the piece I pulled out of my foot, remember? I pulled it out of my foot surgery because I was going to go take that motorcycle class and started just pulling pieces of surgery out of my foot. And now my piece of my foot that I got surgery for is worse than it was before I went in to get the surgery. You mean like that? Smoothie was doing some DIY for a friend and ended up slipping and screwing a screw deep into her hand with an electric screwdriver. The x-rays are impressive. Oh. Oh. Bro. Do not want. Liquid squirrel sounds weird. Yes, there was a dead squirrel in my neighbor's yard. And horribly rotten. Awful smell. And was helping her because her dogs were trying to eat it. And so she was holding a garbage bag and I was using, I think, two shovels or something to pick it up. And as I'm lifting it over this piece of fence to put it in the bag, the thing burst open and all this liquid rotten squirrel goo got all over me. That was good times. I miss that house now, to be honest. I really do. OSHA videos are one of the reasons you'd rather do it manual now. Yeah, don't mess around power tools. They might seem like, oh, it's just a screwdriver. But yeah, until you screw a screw into your hand or drill through your kneecap or something with it, then you'll be like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Smoothie and This Fool's Life wouldn't have heard those episodes. Or Table Saw Your Hand. Oh, you want a story about that? My dad worked with a guy. And he gets a call that he's not going to be into work and proceeds to tell him the following story. They're doing some remodeling in their kitchen. And as he's doing the remodeling in the kitchen, his wife had gone out for the day. His wife and kids had gone out for the day. So he's using a table saw, and he's sawing through a board. And the board somehow kicks back, and he runs his hand over the top of the table saw. And it cuts through all of his fingers, just to the point where there's some skin hanging onto the top. So he's got like a flip-top teddy hand with his fucking fingers hanging from pieces of skin. So there's blood all over the place. He goes outside to get into his car, drive himself to the hospital, and then realizes the dog has gotten out and is, I don't know, attacking some animal or something in the yard. So he's trying to corral the dog to go back inside while he's cradling his dangling Vienna sausage detached fingers. I think one of them may have fallen off and he had to pick it up and like carry it with him, and then starts driving himself to the hospital, and I think passed out and either crashed into something or whatever. And then finally an ambulance came and took the guy to the hospital. But watch it with the table saws. And the circular saws, and the angle grinders, all that shit. Please be careful. Please be careful. Krista, not me, also mentioning coffee pot mouse. Derek Danzig, did you hear the coffee mouse story? I kind of want to retell it. It's not an injury, but I kind of want to retell it. The show that in the video you see a table saw blade shattered and fling into the back of a person right in their shoulder. Eye protection. Like, because, dude, those saw blades are like, dude, angle grinders scare me so bad. That blade, with how fast that thing is spinning, like. All right, we've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again because this is apparently the Disgusto episode. My father goes out to talk to his neighbor. His neighbor is a nice guy, but he's unique. And as my father goes out to talk to him, my father says, yeah, we had this coffee pot that we have to go return, get replaced, because it's not working right. There's something wrong with the water reservoir. And the other coffee pot that we had, I went to go use it, and looks like maybe there were some ants or something that got into it because it was under the cupboard. And, you know, I think my stepmom was like, ew, gross. I don't want to fucking have that anywhere in here. Meow the Cat is here, by the way. Meow the Cat, also excellent streamer. He's playing some Cyberpunk 2077. So please make sure you stop by and say hello to Meow the Cat and drop him a follow as well. But anyway, the neighbor goes, oh yeah, coffee pots. Man, coffee pots, I've had some issues with coffee pots. We went to our cabin up north ways, and we go in there and spend the night and get up in the morning, decide we're going to make some coffee, and I'm gathering the ingredients for the coffee in the Keurig coffee maker, and right as I'm about to hit the button to fill up my coffee mug, I look and I notice, and there's a dead mouse in the water reservoir. Oh, I know how that started, because there was a mouse that died in a, you know, my dad finishes that story saying, like, oh yeah, it's all this stuff lately. Like, there was a dead mouse in this bucket in the garage. It's just like, oh yeah, we had a dead mouse. I look over, there's a dead mouse in the water reservoir of this coffee pot maker. And, you know, it's like disintegrated because it's been in there for so long because we hadn't been up to the cabin. And my dad's like, oh. And he goes, yeah, but you know, it's fine. Poured it out, rinsed it out. It still works. My dad is just like, rinsed it out. Rinsed it out. There's no level of rinsing that out. So anyway, then the guy goes in the story about how, I don't know if he was selling a trailer or an ATV or something, and the guy was like, didn't want to buy it because he didn't think it was in as good a condition, and my dad wanted to say, shit, you should have offered him a free coffee pot to go with it. Hey man, I'll tell you what, I'll throw in this Keurig maker, you can get a free coffee pot if you buy it. Just don't tell the guy that there's a liquid mouse disintegrating in the fucking water reservoir. Apparently there's a liquid mouse problem back in my father's neck of the woods. Gross. Injury-wise, other than my nose, I don't think I've ever broken a bone. I've never had damage that required stitches anywhere other than my hand, oddly enough. I've cut my head pretty good a couple of times, which bleeds like a bejesus. But I feel like I've been relatively lucky otherwise. You think back to the things you did when you were a kid, whether that was playing or just feeling invincible or whatever. And occasionally, I feel like it's a little bit of a miracle that I've survived a lot of that. that story got sort of spurned on by him talking about how he had a Trans Am that he used to race around in and riding these little moped scooter things and hitting some puddle of water and going flying off of it and smashing himself all up. And I said, yeah, I mostly learned my lesson the one day I was on my motorcycle. And granted, this was like, what, 3-4 years ago? Rode my motorcycle to meet up with some buddies and was wearing basically canvas boat shoes, shorts, and a tank top. Yeah, I know, stupid. And we're out eating, and a storm warning comes through. So then I jump back on the bike and start riding it back home when the storm fucking hits. So I'm getting pelted with rain and rocks and shit all over the place. I'm sort of surprised I did not somehow wipe out and end up horribly mangled. Oh boy. And then every now and then we're like, oh, I can't believe I dropped that and cut my finger and whatever. That's like, well, you know, you escaped some major blood, so you're gonna maybe pay for that a little bit. Smooley's dad was racing his motorbike and a bag got caught up in the back wheel, locking it. He came off and went blind for 2 weeks and was in the hospital for ages, but recovered. Wow. Anytime I see plastic bags, and yeah, they would do this shit in Michigan, but out here, it's insane. The number of people driving around in pickup trucks with no cover on the back, and tools and debris and all other manner of bullshit in the back of their pickup bed, just driving around on the freeway. Every time I see one of those, I'm like, here comes Final Destination. Get me away from those, because just see all this bullshit that always ends up going falling, flying out of those. Like, man, can you not? Can you just tell you what? Here's $7. You can go to Harbor Freight and buy a tarp and at least just put a tarp over the top of your shit. Please, please, please. I'm begging you, secure the shit in the back of your fucking pickup bed. Krista probably should have had stitches back in 8 when a 180-pound blue-nosed pit bull attacked her. Jesus Christ. How bad did you get mauled? Just kidding. You only had sandbags and trash that people walking by would throw it. Not a lot of consideration for bike riders. No. And I'm not saying that they have to especially do whatever. But how about even somebody's, like, what if you're driving a car and something flies out of the back of that and hits the windshield and then that person panics and gets into some major car wreck and dies because your dumbass couldn't be bothered to put a fucking $6 tarp over the back of your shit? Come on. You know, how about just consideration for other people fucking in general? Idiots. I've never done that. I've always either had a tonneau cover or some sort of covering on the back. And anytime that I did not, I always made sure that if I had stuff in the back there, like you put a net or a tarp or something over the top of it and you fucking tie it down. Dumb slobs. Probably half of them are probably fucking drunk or high or whatever. You know, just don't give a shit. No major surgeries other than her open heart surgery, Krista says, when she was 4 or 5. Well, let's see. I had my face rearranged. So I had my nose carved out. I had my tonsils out as an adult. That was brutal. I had an artery split open in my neck as a result. So I had to go in for surgery a second time. That was also fucking brutal. Surgery on my hand. Probably about it. at this point. Yeah. It healed really well, and you can hardly see the scar on Krista's arm. Well, that's good. Glad that healed up and mostly all went away. Black Cat was in a major sandstorm by the hills of South Colorado Springs. There was so much dirt flying around, and you couldn't see anything except for a ladder that flew off of a truck in front of her and missed the windshield by a couple of inches. See, that's what I'm saying. Stupid assholes. Every time somebody's like, I don't understand why people, you drive a pickup truck and you work in construction. Like, well, maybe that's true, but also, I also don't carry a bunch of loose shit that blows around, blows all over the freeway and smashes into shit and busts people's tires and everything, matter of shit else. So fucking don't you say shit to me. That's what I'm saying about that. And it cheers. Black Cat says,
I've come in down 25 and just swerved and missed furniture in the road.
We had a guy that I worked with. He was doing a job and had a van full of basically electronic equipment. And he calls the owner and says, hey, I need help. You got to send a car or do something, whatever. The van is fucking fucked up. And she's like, what happened? And he goes, I drove over a bed. She's like, what? He's like, I drove over a bed. A box spring was in the middle of the road at night. We drove over it and just fucking destroyed the fucking van. So, yeah, people not securing shit down. Just, ugh. Smoothie hit some black ice in her car 2 days ago. It was the scariest moment she's had in ages. Managed to keep control, though. I'm so clumsy. I should have a handler. You just put yourself in a backpack. I'll carry you around like a koala. You should, I mean, good for you on the Kona for handling that. Black ice is no joke. It's no joke. That is like terrifying shit. Just drive around the road and all of a sudden spins. Just spin. Just a flat fucking spin. Yikes. Yeah, it's terrifying stuff. I'm always worried about, my parents driving around like that now. There was rain, apparently, in Michigan recently. You go, it's going to rain, and the temperature is going to drop. So at night, all the roads are basically going to turn into a giant concrete slip and slide with heavy metal things moving at high speeds instead of little kids on a plastic thing in the grass. And I'm always just worried about just a fucking disaster. Krista says, I was homeless in Florida and panhandling when a nice lady offered to let me shower and cook me dinner. She put the dog in a back room. Never knew she had a dog until he broke down the door and lunged at me. Jesus. So much for goodwill. People not tying down shit in the back of their pickup, and people who can't control their fucking pets. Two things that will raise my blood pressure to a boiling point. And here's a not cheers to that. It's a big oof. Yeah, does he agree? That's no bueno. Have not had the chance to mess with it yet, but Derek Danzig, or Dr. Danzig, I should say, because now he's apparently a doctor. I don't know what he's a doctor of. He's like Dr.
He's like Dr. Detroit. Yeah.
Has been using a thing called Trigger Fire, which seems like a very easy, or at least easier way to get sound commands and things like that playing in videos. So I keep meaning to get into that, mess around with a little bit of that and include it on the channel. As you may or may not have heard, I did start a new job Monday. So that's been pretty much occupying all of my mental cycles as of yet, as of late, rather, I should say. Also, the story that I've been working on, have not done any more of that. I've been poking at it a little bit, but a little too mentally fatigued to do anything that I was happy with and kept. So unfortunately, there is no new content there. All of y'all's excitement and fun around reading that really makes me want to, though. I also want to do another night where maybe we do some creepy reads or whatever, because I got a very cool colored light. It's a sunset lamp and puts out a really cool array of colors. So I'd like to try that someday for something that's maybe kind of creepy. So if anybody has any cool real life creepy stories or good ghost stories or horror or anything like that, please send them my way. I'd like to get that. I'd like to get something like that where maybe we can do a meteor episode that's reading some creepy stuff. That always seems to be fun for everybody. So I'd like to do that sometime soon, especially now that I have this lamp. It's cool, cool colors, man. I love color. I love colored lights. Of all of the bullshit that has come out of, I'll say, the Amazon product diarrhea, the prevalence and relative cheapness of getting colored lights available now is just so much fun. Between that and the LEDs, like, I'll have to tell you sometime about my quest for a thing that I did not know what it was called, and my internet quest searching to even know what the name of it was, let alone find it. And the experiment that I had over the summer, probably what, some over 20 years or so ago. Very, very fun. It was neat. A neat thing we did. Smooley wants Mountains of Madness by H.P. Lovecraft. That's a pretty long story. It'd be a lot of narration. It'd be fun, though. It's great. It's a great book. Sure as shit. Also, I don't think, is it public domain now? Might be. I think maybe in one of the earlier episodes, I don't know if I narrated Dagon, maybe? But yes, if you encounter any creepy stories or anything like that that you would like me to read, you know, research around, play around, look around. And I feel like the real life ones are honestly pretty cool. You know, we've done some of those that were like forum or Reddit posts, stuff like that, that I think were pretty well done. So I have to see if I can drudge some of those up. Smoothie says, yes, that is copyright free. And also, so is Sherlock Holmes. And she would love to narrate that. Do it. You already got the accent down. Smoothie, by the way, has just a lovely British accent. I love listening to her talk. Almost as much as I like listening to Dr. Danzig talk. Dr. Danzig has a great voice. He sounds like he smoked a lot of cigarettes. I don't know if you smoked, Dr. Danzig, but you have like that perfect cigarette smoker timbre to your voice. Fuck you, cigar! When he was 18, if they had screens and shit on the windows, I'm gonna say a thing real quick, okay? I'll say a thing real quick. I kicked myself in the ass often now over this move here to Arizona. I used to love doing those little cigar and chill episodes at that house that I had. That was so much fun. just having a cigar and just chatting about nothing. It was great. Why did I ever leave? Oh well. No looking backwards, only forwards, right? It was a very long time ago, he says. Well, do you drink a lot of coffee and or are you very dehydrated? Oh, boy. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. As much as I would love to stay up and continue to chat with you all, I am both A, very hungry, B, tired, C, trying to be responsible and not go to bed at a late hour, given that now I have to work a regular schedule. So that is unfortunately going to do it. But as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith in all of that good shit, and always remember, who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. So that's going to do it for tonight. Until next time, don't know if I'm going to do any weekend streams. It's always possible. Maybe there'll be some gaming on Friday. So keep an eye on those notifications and or on Twitter. Twitter is usually where I announce if I'm going to do a stream, especially if it's off hours or off schedule, rather, I should say. So keep an eye on that, and maybe we'll see you again before Monday, which is the next day scheduled for a show, which I will probably do because I think the office that I work at now is closed on Monday. So we'll see you then. King Dinosaur says good night, and Smoothie says good night, sleep well. Fool's Life says good night, everybody, be safe. Says Black Cat's Poppy. Everybody signing off, giving much love. Thanks for the stream. You're very welcome. The stream is always so much more fun with all the rest of you around. Revermaster 88, laters to you as well. So that's going to do it. Get yourselves some rest.